Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Corey, do you remember that story last summer, that horrific story about that toddler that basically drowned to death after falling into a grease trap at Tim Hortons?
Hard to forget stuff
awful.
Like that.
Yeah. So it was a year ago on July 15th, and this three-year-old boy drowned after falling through the lid of a grease trap at Tim Hortons on University Ave, which was later deemed not secure, and there was no warning signs when it came to that grease trap. So a lawsuit lists that Tim Hortons, its parent company, and those responsible for installing the grease trap as defendants, and alleges that defendants showed negligence, gross negligence, willful misconduct that caused the toddler's terror, pain, and suffering before his death. The family is suing for damages in the amount determined by the court. So absolutely heartbreaking story. And I know there was like a movement afterwards of people looking into those grease traps and just making sure, double checking that they were secure all around New York. But nevertheless, a heartbreaking story.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely horrific. Ugh. All right, Monroe Community College has announced that it will resume on-campus operations and activities in early August. The college said it has begun a phased reopening process and will have over 200 courses and labs offered in person by the fall. Distance learning options will also be made available, though, for people who might not feel comfortable being on campus. The first day of classes is scheduled for Wednesday, August 26th.
Imagine your wedding, your big day, your dream wedding, right? And you can't dance, there's no cocktail hour, and you have to shorten the guest list. It's like basically being a cast member in Footloose. Like, that's essentially what we can chalk it up to, right?
Yeah. Yep, not allowed to dance, no dance.
Event spaces and weddings have been told to follow state guidelines of reopening for restaurant. However, venues can hold 50 people in the building, while restaurants can operate at 50% capacity. And if venues do not follow the rules of what are put in place, they're actually in jeopardy of getting their liquor license pulled. So a lot of venue owners are extremely frustrated with this. One locally actually said she can fit 150 people safely in her venue while also social distancing.
Oh, Afi,
but
yeah.
So many people are moving their weddings till next year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's not the case for our beloved Dirtbag Nick, who's getting married actually tomorrow, and you're DJing his wedding. You talked about that earlier in the show.
I am. It's going to be interesting.
But they're arguing that they could actually do a better job than most of these restaurants. Sanitizing, social distancing. So these wedding venue owners don't feel like they've been given a fair shot or dealt a fair hand.
When you think about it, right, the restaurants and bars have turnover. You don't really have turnover when it comes to an event. The people that are there are like the people who are there. I mean, maybe some stragglers show up late. But other than that, I mean, you're not having a ton of different people come through the same space.
Exactly. And also to your point of that is like most of these people that are going to the wedding are like family. So they've been around each other anyways.
Yeah.
So if you can like keep it in sections of people that have like already been quarantining or social distancing with one another throughout these past couple months.
I still don't understand why some things have a capacity percentage and others have just the number. Like we said the same thing about graduations when it was, you could have 150 people at a graduation. Well, again, if you use a venue like Frontier Field, for example, it could fit more in there. and have people be distanced just fine. So
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but not a lot of stuff makes sense to me. So
all right.
It makes sense.
Finally, in the Team PXY feed, no one's upset about this. No one's mad and losing their mind on Facebook. Bars and restaurants across New York can no longer serve alcohol to customers unless they also order food. That's what Governor Cuomo said yesterday, saying that these establishments can also no longer allow walk-up bar service. Customers are allowed to order and consume their drinks while seated at least 6 feet apart or separated by physical barriers. Cuomo said the new policies are meant to increase compliance with the rules as the state has received literally thousands of complaints about bars and restaurants violating state guidelines. The governor also called on local governments to better enforce these safety guidelines. Now, as you can imagine, there's some logistical questions that go into play. What do you define as food? Can I order a bag of chips? Does that count? I mean, you,
like, do you buy popcorn for a dollar?
Yeah.
Food, bar snacks.
I did see news. 10NBC did a story about this early this morning, and they were talking to a bunch of different bar owners, and one of them was the owner of Marge's. And she was essentially saying, like, well, we're just going to, like, make hot dogs and you can order hot dogs. Because I guess by the letter of the law, you're ordering food, right?
Yeah.
But then you brought up a good point, too, Breeze. Like, do you have to leave as soon as you take that last bite? Like, how does that work exactly?
Like, you eat one popcorn every 3 minutes.
By the way, I would be screwed because I do not have the willpower to not just annihilate whatever it is.
Yeah, you absolutely, like, you're a garbage disposal, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, easy over there. You were telling me earlier about you went to that Mexican restaurant and you ate all of the chips and were full before your dinner even came.
I know,
so
that didn't
not
happen.
I'm not alone.
That definitely happened.
Not alone on that. So we're going to try to get some more clarity on this. We're going to talk to Lynette Adams from News 10 NBC around 9:40 this morning. I'm sure they have heard similar questions from people who are not psyched about this. So we'll try and get those cleaned up and figured out.
We need to. People are relying on us, truly.
Yes, absolutely. We won't let you down this time. Coming up next hour in the Team PXY feed, an announcement has been made about high school sports for the fall. We've got some options here. We'll tell you about that coming up around 8:25 or so. Up online, 98pxy.com. Have you been following this story at all of Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion? The Stallion. So she was shot, right?
Yeah, it's awful.
And now it's allegedly the perpetrator of the shooting is Tory Lanez, who's another artist.
What?
You haven't followed this? It's crazy. It's absolutely insane what is being alleged against Tory Lanez. Get that story at 98pxy.com. Also, we talked about it last hour. Is this a good idea? Netflix may be introducing a shuffle feature.
I am so curious about this. This really sparks my interest.
Yeah. Because how many of us spend way too long like trying to find a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just hit the old shuffle and whatever is there is there.
But then you're like, I hate this one. Next.
Well, we talked about it earlier.
Who's shuffling this on the other end?
We talked about earlier. You were saying that you give a show like 10 minutes before you decide if you hate it or not. You got to give it at least two episodes.
Those episodes are like an hour long. That's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Just tone down your TikTok time and you'll be fine.
I can't tone down the TikTok time. It's just not in the cards. I will not tone down until Trumpy takes it away from me. Which we still don't really know if that's happening or not.
So
I'm glad I made a huge deal about that last week for absolutely no reason at all.
You would never make a huge stink about something and freak out for absolutely no reason.
No.
You never do that.
That's not me. That's not my character.
All right. So all that and more, 98pxy.com. Coming up next, we've got some people weighing in on Mary, I'm using quotations, Mary's dilemma from earlier. To recap things, she's been with her boyfriend for about a year. They want to move in together, but his lease is up in September. Hers goes until March. She's currently living with a couple of her friends. She thought, all right, how about you just move in with me? So it's going to be her boyfriend, the two roommates. Oh, and he's got a larger dog. This is just nightmare scenario, in my opinion. The possibility that this goes horribly awry, very, very high. This is the first time they're living together. That's a stressful situation in itself. But the fact that you're now throwing all these other personalities into the mix, But
the text that we are getting on the text line actually might surprise you, though.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing there's both sides on this one because I get it. She doesn't want to screw over her friends or roommates. But as I've been saying this whole time, in situations where you try to make everyone happy, you ultimately wind up making no one happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, but if you have thoughts on this, would you go the route of having your significant other move in, even though it's going to be a full house? Like, seriously, put up the cameras, turn this into a reality show.
Right. Literally the real world.
Or would you say, sorry, roommates, but relationship's going to come first this time. You can figure it out. 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show, and you can pop on social as well, see what people are saying, at 98PXY Rochester.
585. Rochester, New York.
585. Represent.
Team PXY with Breezy and Corey James. A morning show for Rochester, in Rochester.
Rock City.
The number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.